Okay, are you ready to record?
Should I stop and start again?
No, don't. Just keep it going. Hey, listeners, welcome to day 7 and 8 of the Pikmin playthrough with me, Daniel, and her, Felixa. She's eating a sausage so she can't talk properly.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go back into the Forest Navel. Although I'm in two minds, I have like half a mind to go back to the impact site.
I want to
know this cool stuff.
I want to see all the stuff we couldn't get so far at the impact site.
I mean, at the impact site, there's only one little thing we couldn't get so far. There's only one more part in the impact site. And then theoretically, we don't ever have to come back again. Except, I think that there is an optional boss there if we go back at I don't know when. See, here's the funny thing. There are we've unlocked three areas now. There are two more areas still to unlock, but one of them is like the final trial, the boss location. So it's not like a big sprawl like the other ones are. In the next area, however, the Distant Spring. If we get to the Distant Spring before day, I think it's 12 or 13 or 14, there's an optional super boss.
Oh.
So the game does do that. There's like, if you get here before then there's this thing.
Okay, so let's do that.
Maybe. I mean, the optional super boss is going to really just push my shit in, Pizza. It's going to be really...
Yeah, I want to see that.
It's going to be a bad scene.
I love you suffering, so I want to see that.
Okay, yes, welcome to the sadist run of Pikmin 1. Pikmin 1 sadist run.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
where
a
I'm
sadist.
Born and bred on the new control system, and this thing really... This I swear, it's such a barrier, this GameCube controller, and how short the... like I've got to wheel the thing around Olimar. It's really difficult to aim these Pikmin.
You're playing on a
really
real GameCube controller?
Yeah.
How?
An aftermarket one, you know.
Oh, so
a
it's
USB,
got USB
GameCube alike. Hmm. Yeah. But okay. If I had a Wiimote and a nunchuck, I could have landed Pikmin right on the backs of all of these bulb orbs and squashed them flat.
Nobody can control anything with a Wiimote and a nunchuck.
I mean, it's better than this setup. I swear.
But people even use GameCube controllers for, like, Smash, you know, all the Smashes.
Speedrunners use the Wiimote even on the Wii U to play Pikmin 3.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's just because the reach is broken. Like, you can point the thing anywhere in the screen and call Pikmin. But with the GameCube controller, you're limited to like a few feet in front of Olimar, where you can wheel this little pointer around to pull Pikmin and to throw Pikmin. You can't throw them as far as you want to, but you can call them from like way across screen kind of thing. Anyway, the reason I want to go back to the impact site is because I know that there is a secret thing there. But I don't know exactly what unlocks it. I don't think it will be there when we go there now. I think I know what will be there when we go there now. But maybe if I go there now and I see the thing I know is there, then when I go there a second time late in the game, it will have told the game to put the secret thing there. So I'm going to... Let's try that.
Okay.
Right? Let's go to the impact site.
Did you know that in Die by the Sword, you can cut off the limbs of your enemies and then hit them with their own limbs. You can use them as a weapon.
What's Die by the Sword?
It's like a video game for the PC.
No, I didn't know that.
No, you do.
No,
and,
I do.
And there's an expansion pack for Die by the Sword, and it's called Limb by Limb.
What age did Die by the Sword come out?
Let me grab the CD.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's one of your games. It will be 1990 something.
Yes.
Maybe something. Like.
Okay, I can't actually grab it because I'm all tangled up, so I'm just going to Google it.
Sweet. While you're doing that, I'm going to land in the impact site. This will also help me to bolster the blue and yellow populations, which I might quickly do.
1998.
Yeah, that was going to be my like third guess.
Mm-hmm. Developed by Treyarch.
Oh, Treyarch.
They made a bunch of Call of Duties, I guess, later on.
Oh,
they
sure.
They made a bunch of Spider-Man games. Tony Hawk ports. Yeah.
No, I've never played any Call of Duty games.
That's good. You should.
I'm watching a Kingsfield playthrough at the moment.
Hmm.
Have you ever played Kingsfield?
Hmm. Only as much as I could stand, which was like a minute, but it's a From Software game.
Yeah, it is.
And it's old. And it's bad.
Yeah, it's really old.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it looks really difficult.
Hmm. Looks clunky.
Yeah, it does look cool. And yeah, it does look clunky. Yeah, the looking around.
I'm watching a long play of it right now.
It's the kind of thing where if I had it at the time, I would have loved it, I reckon.
Yeah, it would have been this one game where, like, I never really had fun playing it, but I sure did play it.
Yeah, it learned all the weird little tricks and stuff to make it survivable.
Yeah, and just kind of played it because I had nothing else.
All right, listeners, I'm back at the first place, the impact site. I'm just building up the blue Pikmin population. I think it's good to have a bunch of blue Pikmin.
How are you doing that?
I'm finding all these bonus, there's great big 10 pellets. There's even a couple 20 pellets later on, I think only for yellow Pikmin. But yeah, I'm just finding lots of cool pellets.
So
and I'm only picking stuff up with blues.
You're economying.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
I might actually give the blues the other Pikmin's big pellets, because the blues are, you know, a little bit underpopulated. And the yellows, they're cool, but there's not that much you need yellows for, apart from bombing stuff. And then you only need like three of them at a time. Six of them, maybe. Nine of them for the biggest walls, maybe. But blues, they have a role to play.
You should play some Lurker XYZ.
Lurker XYZ.
Yeah, it's a Brood War fun map.
Ah.
Well, there's like eight people. All of them got a Zerg hive. And your goal is to get a Lurker as fast as you fucking can. And if you're even like a couple frames late, you might just be fucked. And there's like one fucking Space Marine that walks up to all of the places where your Lurkers could be. And if there's Lurkers, it's gonna die. And if somebody fucked up and there's not a Lurker, then it's not gonna die. And then you have to keep doing that as fast as you fucking can.
Wow.
It'd be like really efficient and how many drones you have and what upgrades you get and how many Lurkers you buy and shit.
Mm. You reckon it's a little bit Pikmin?
Yeah, like the economy stuff where you just were like getting blue Pikmin. You know, the more efficient you can do that, the more it's like Lurker XYZ.
Alright. I've now bolstered the blue Pikmin population to 49. There's a few more... Oh, get out of here. There's a few more opportunities to bolster coming up. But check this out. After this goddamn beetle has left us alone.
Okay.
There we go. So, up here there's a horrible ramp. Let me see if I can get... Like, that's no good. In Pikmin 2, they form a line when we do this.
Mm-hmm. In Baldur's Gate, you can select your formation that you want your party to have.
That would be good. Pizza! The Mamuta isn't here.
Is the fuck
Am I too early or too late? I'm so confused. It's not here at all.
Didn't you say that would only happen like at the end of the game?
Well, no, yeah, there's the Gulix, which I think only happens at the end of the game. But the Mamuta isn't here. There's supposed to be a Mamuta here. I guess I just don't know what I'm doing.
Hmm. There's something in the clam. Maybe get it. It's sparkling.
Let's get that, then.
Yeah, get the sparkling thing in the clam. Always. The clam stays open a long time. You can probably stretch it a bit.
Shut up. Shut up. Oh! That was really close. All right, I'm just going to push it. I'm committed now. We're going to kill it. God. Oh, it doesn't die. It doesn't die. I've missed the dialogue. Everyone is safe. I'm a genius. I'm like Jesus Christ, savior of these tiny little people.
Yeah, you can even walk on water, just like Jesus Christ did.
I'm really irritated that I missed the dialogue for that.
Yeah, well... Well...
That's so annoying.
I could have, actually, I'm also watching the Twitch stream and it's got like 10 seconds delay and I could have pressed pause at the right time and would have saved the day. But I didn't. Because I'm not, like... I'm generally not trying to, like... help people do things anymore.
I see.
Yeah, like if there's a problem, somebody has a problem, I'm like, aw, I'm so sorry for you. I'm not like trying to solve it. Somebody else can do that. Right, you can do that yourself. You're powerful.
Okay, this one's tough maybe. I don't know why this one's so tough, but I just lost a ton of Pikmin.
Yeah, you know, I got less than 20 blues with you.
I'm trying to get this thing. It should be all worth it if I can get that thing.
Maybe you should play like Primal instead.
What's Primal?
Primal? I'm glad you asked. Primal is an action-adventure horror video game developed by SCE Cambridge Studio and published by Sony Computer Entertainment for PlayStation 2. It tells the story of Jennifer Tate, a 21-year-old woman searching for her boyfriend through a series of demonic realms. As the story develops, more is revealed about Jen's past and her relationship with her boyfriend, as well as the nature of the demon worlds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something I can like get behind, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe after Pikmin. I just lost one to this damn clam.
The damn clam.
Damn this clam.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I actually don't want yellows to do this job.
Oh, that's racist. Sorry.
Pizza. They just fly through the air too fast.
What do you mean? The Germans had air superiority.
Oh my god, why isn't it out? Why do I suck at this? It's okay, it's fine. I'm doing great.
Yes.
Hooray, I got the thing. All the Pikmin are saved.
Nice, we got 6 blue Pikmin left, are you kidding me?
I'll have plenty after this.
Did the clams beat you up?
Yeah, they chomped a whole bunch. Mm. It's true, the clams beat me up. Oh. But there might be a few more blue Pikmin back at base. There certainly should be a whole bunch now. Because each one of these little pearls that we got from the clams is worth 50 Pikmin.
That's so much.
Yeah, so I just got 100 extra Pikmin because I got 2 clam. Pearls.
That's 100 more that you can just like burn getting more pearls.
Mmm.
Do the pearls respawn on the next day?
Yeah, one of them did.
One? Just half of it?
No, one of the pearls we got on a previous day. Because we came back here before.
So you can just repeat this and get infinite Pikmin.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, within a limited frame. But having, you know, having infinite Pikmin doesn't really matter at a certain point.
What?
Oh, look at all these guys here. Alright, so remind me to come back and save all these ramp offers. These people who fell off the ramp. But, let's
see. Can I make you a ramp offer?
Uh-huh.
I love this half pipe. I'd like to buy it.
A ramp offer. Let's see.
Wait, oh, I just found out that my cousin has a new girlfriend and she's like mega good at skating and he sent me videos and I was like, super impressed.
Oh, that's good.
I just kind of hoped in my head that she was lesbian, but then I remembered that she's like the girlfriend of my cousin. My male cousin.
Yeah, probably not then.
Yeah, bummer. You shouldn't be allowed to skate this well and be heterosexual.
Let's see. I want this over here. I want this. And after this, we never need to worry about Pikmin population stuff ever again.
I'll remind you in like a couple episodes when you're all out of Pikmin because you killed them all.
Yeah. Yeah, when we get blue extinction or whatever. All these Pikmin are now going to help me carry that part.
I hate this bug.
Yeah, I hate this bug too.
It's irritating as fuck.
It's iridescent as fuck.
That as well. I would like to be iridescent. Can you make your hair iridescent somehow?
Yeah, I bet you can.
But probably just for like a day.
Maybe.
And then it's like all gonna fall out.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at all these stragglers.
By the way, never ever have electro epilation of your hairs in your face. Just saying.
Electro?
Yes.
Depilation?
Epilation. Where they...
Epilation.
Yeah.
Where they unhair you.
Exactly.
Wow, why not?
It hurts like a motherfucker.
Ah, how do they do it? Are they use like a zapping machine?
As you get like an electrode on your arm. Oh, the positron generator. That's what they use to do it.
Yeah.
Because this electric generator is so powerful that if you approach it carelessly, you'll get an electric shock.
Well, there we go.
So you get an electrode to your arm and then they put a little thing, like a little needle inside of your follicle, like in your hair canal.
Uh-huh, your hair canal.
Yeah, and then you get a little electric shock, which feels like a burning sensation under your skin, and it lasts for like a hot second. A literal hot second.
Yeah.
And then they do that again for each and every single individual hair on your face, which is way too much to deal with.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Yeah, that's a... Huh? You got a lot of hair canals.
Yeah, I was lying there for like half an hour, and afterwards I was like, okay, that's gotta be like basically my entire upper lip, right? No, it was like a tiny patch. So I didn't go there again, and I was like, what about I just continue doing laser and hope for the best?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Because laser...
That sounds like it sucked.
People say like laser hurts, but compared to this, it really doesn't. Yeah. Back then, when I started this, a trans woman friend who has blonde hair told me, like, oh, you got dark hair, you're lucky, you can do, like, laser instead of electroepilation. I was like, I'm lucky, fuck you, I got dark hair all over my face, how am I lucky? And now I understand.
Because
it sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like it sucks.
It does suck. Sucks quite a lot.
I think I'm missing... Oh no, I'm missing no one. We got everybody. Everybody is safe. We should see some pretty cool charts when we finish now.
How many parts did you get this day? Just one.
Just one. Just one part, but lots of cool charts.
Charts?
You're like, charts, yeah, like, when we see the like population pearls. Go up.
Yeah.
Like pearls.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just mean that worm graph, you know?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I see that yellow line go up.
Yeah, it's going to be influenced by the pearl getting, no?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
What did I do today? I went to King's Park today.
Wow, King's Park. Did you meet a king?
Yeah. No.
She wasn't around this time?
I met a what's it called? A Mutabarosaurus and a Phytosaur. They've got these great big paleo art sculptures in Kings Park.
Wow.
Yeah. 7 days since impact. I've seen that at times the leaf atop a Pikmin's head will grow into a bud and then a flower. It appears that if I do not pick the Pikmin sprouts, they gradually bloom over time. Fascinating. This melding of plant and animal traits is surely unique in the natural world. I found the increased swiftness of the flower Pikmin to be of tremendous benefit. Also, my diligent observation has recorded instances in which flower Pikmin lost in battle have left seeds behind. This is why on days after fierce battles, I occasionally find new sprouts growing. Hey, look at that. Look at those graphs.
Wow,
nice.
The blue graph is like almost touching the red graph.
Exactly. It's a pretty good graph.
Yeah.
Alright, don't save, because my card's... Just continue. Because my card's not formatted. Alright, let's do one more day. Let's go up to the naval. Let's get in that naval.
I'll be back in like a... maybe like 15 seconds.
Okay.
I just gotta get a DVD.
I won't do anything drastic.
Yeah.
Are you that bored?
What? No.
You gotta watch...
No.
And Present Danger on a little... DVD player.
No, it's in the living room and I need it later, and there's gonna be a D&D in the living room in 30 minutes and I don't wanna like walk around there with just like empties or whatever. Be right back.
See? Yes. Panties, yes. I'll just get the... Hi listeners, it's me, Daniel K. I'm just going to get these blue Pikmin out. I'm just going to get like 100 blue Pikmin. I know that's dumb. I probably need some yellows and reds, but nah. We're rolling with the blues. I'm going to have them knock apart some of these weird scales on the ground. Which should divulge. Oh no, don't drink it all yourself. Yeah, some Pikmin nectar. There we go. Okay, that's all. I lost a bunch of blues down there, yes. It's true, so let me dismiss these ones. Rescue these ones. There we are. Good. Yes, very good. Okay. Having a look on the map. Yeah, so just like what was said in the last little report, there's a sprout somewhere off in the map, because I could only get 99 blues out, so I got a full party of Pikmin that caps off at 99, and that means that there is one sprouted out there in the environment somewhere. Let's see. Lots of bombable walls I can't get past. But some good permanent progress has been made here, because the bridges that I built last time we were in the naval stay built. So, I'm going to come down the bridges into this blowhog gauntlet.
I'm back, by the way.
Maybe clear out some of these blowhogs. Hello, Flixer.
Hello.
Let's see how fast we can kill a blowhog.
Okay, sure.
Like, am I doing anything? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, your Pikmin.
It is. Oh, my God. I should be doing this with red Pikmin. Okay. Oh, let me just escape. Don't do it. Holy shit.
Oh,
how fast can it? How fast can it shoot? I just gotta get out of here.
What a massacre.
Oh my god. I'm just leaving. I've got my 37 Pikmin. Okay, maybe I can go rescue some. I've left that party. Olimar's on half health. Nope. Oh, there's one alive up here. Well, every single thing that I did, I'm down to 39 Pikmin.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. Okay, some Sheerwigs. A Sheergrub and a Sheerwig. Look how pathetic that range is. awful. God damn it, Sheerwig. Okay, we killed the Sheerwig and the Sheergrub. I'm going to break down this root wall with all of these Pikmin. Hey, what's that over there? Can you see that in the distance, Pizza?
It's like a mushroom.
It is like a mushroom.
Yeah.
It's like a big mushroom. Yeah, I need reds for this. Okay, Olimar's just going to kill these bugs himself.
Do you know
Oh my god, I'm dying. Oh my god, they're coming for me.
Wait, what's killing you?
See, Sheerwigs and Sheergrubs. This is frustrating. You know what is really frustrating about this control system is that I can't throw in a direction I'm not facing. Because my walk, you know, my walk this way stick is also the aim the cursor stick. And that's not true in the new play control system on the Wii. I can throw behind myself as I move away from something. And that's actually something quite important.
Isn't that like a
when you're trying to escape a blowhog.
Isn't that like a re-release of this game for Switch that fixes this?
For Wii. Not for Switch. This game is not on Switch.
Is there any version of this game that fixes this?
Yeah.
What?
The Wii version's great.
Oh my god, why aren't you playing that?
Because I can't stream it to you, because it's on my Nintendo Wii.
Why aren't you getting a capture card?
I don't know how to use a capture card. Yeah, I should.
You just plug a cable into some other thing.
This really was an abysmal failure.
I found my DVD of the dinos.
The dinos?
Yeah. Isn't it called that in English?
The dinos?
The dinos. Yeah.
The dinos?
Wait, you don't know what the dinos are?
No, what's the dinos? Oh, is that big puppet family?
Yeah. In English it's called dinosaurs. Okay. Dinosaurs.
Yeah, I really don't know about it.
Well, you need to watch it. It's so fucking good. And it's not like, oh, it's so funny. No, it's like every episode is like so fucking politically, like, I don't know, like the news anchor is called Mario Marionette. And there's like episodes about weed and about like sexism and war. It's like real heavy stuff, but presented in a way that everybody can like understand how fucking stupid they are.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
I've recovered. Okay. There we go. I can repair my suit at the dolphin. That's good. I'm going to grab a bunch of red Pikmin and try this again.
Sure.
Because the red Pikmin, they're immune to fire.
Oh, they are? Why the fuck are you fighting these things with anything but red Pikmin?
Because I need to get in the water afterwards.
Well, there's nothing to get in the water with if everything's dying to flames before.
That's a really solid point you just made.
Yeah. No, don't take blue Pikmin with you. Just take reds.
No, I need to have the blues with me after I beat all those blowhogs.
No, you kill all the blowhogs with red Pikmin because they're immune to fire, and then afterwards you get all your blue Pikmin and you do the shit. Instead of wasting the entire day dying to blowhogs.
Blowhogs. Blowhogs.
Yeah.
But I'll waste the entire day if I have to walk back to camp to get my blues.
You just I'm going to disband the party. Everybody died.
Well, that was a learning experience. And so now here's what I've learned. No, right. You know what? Look at me multitask, Pizza. Look at how good I am.
Okay,
all of
me.
The blues who can't fight the blowhogs, they're going to knock down this wall.
Sure.
All of the reds who can, while that party is doing that, are going to go fight some blowhogs.
Is that enough, though?
Yeah, 50? Yeah, sure thing. This works a bit better.
Yeah.
It's better when they don't catch fire.
Yeah, this being immune to fire thing sure helps fighting fire.
I should have been doing this from the start.
Probably.
I want to play
the video game and suck less at it and be better. And...
There we go.
I bet I'd play the game.
I was telling the listeners while you were out getting your Dino DVD that somewhere around here. Oh, Jesus Christ! It's a gollywog! it's a wally hop.
It's a frog.
These guys are bad news.
Where's my phone? Damn. Where's my phone?
I have no idea. I was gonna, I'm slightly embarrassed to admit that, so in the original American release of this game, these are called Wallywogs.
I found it.
In the European and Australian versions, these are Wally Hops, because Wallywog is very similar to a racist term. Oh my god. Be better, Pikmin. This thing is killing Pikmin at an alarming rate. I should try doing something different. This is just like mowing through them. And all it's doing is sitting down. Okay. So that's the secret. We've just got to, like, charge the Pikmin at them, and they weigh the frog down, and it can't hop. Not the case with the blowhog. It's better to throw the blowhogs. Okay, there we go. Okay. All right, we're good. 34 reds is maybe not enough to take on the mushroom boss.
What's the English word for, like, receiving somebody?
In what context?
Like a guy in a hotel that's, like, waiting for guests.
Ah, well, he's the concierge.
Yeah, but what's the verb he's gonna do when the guests are arriving?
Yeah. I don't know.
If you invite somebody, what happens next? When they arrive.
You. Okay, look, we're all going to pile on it, and it can't jump.
That's nice.
Okay, that's the secret. That went well.
What's the word?
It's learning. It's all learning.
You don't even care about my word.
I have no idea. I don't
receive,
know the English word
conceive,
for that.
Conceive. That's apparently it.
I guess I'm actually fighting this mushroom right now.
Okay.
Okay, we gotta charge it from below. We gotta charge it from below.
Wait, it's... That looks like the tip of a dick.
Mushrooms are mushrooms.
But
mushrooms are gonna mushroom.
Like, specifically. Now it's on its head. Like, this way.
Yeah, okay, we gotta get out of here. Things are going bad. No. Oh, Christ, this has never happened this badly.
All your Pikmin are
this
now
has never
mushroom.
Happened this badly.
What happened?
All my Pikmin are now hostile to me.
What?
They are all mushrooms. They're killing... Olimar is dying.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to put my hands in my face.
Like 50 Pikmin.
Do you know
Pikmin
what happened?
Attacking you right now.
I think I was trying to turn Olimar around with the C-stick. Instead, I charged all the Pikmin into the poisonous mushroom gas. Oh, this sucks. The damage to my spacesuit is approaching its limits. The safest course of action would be to return to the dolphin at once and repair my suit. To do so, I need to stand in front of the dolphin and press A. No, I'm dead. Oh, my lord. Oh my god. Olimar is down, pizza.
Down? They should have said dead.
He's okay. He teleports back to the dolphin.
That's Nintendo bullshit. He just died. I saw it.
All 100 of my Pikmin squad are gone, though.
Yeah, they killed
they
you.
They just end and they're gone. They all killed me, yes. Oh no, there were some live ones.
And the frog got him. Yeah. This is going really well.
This
for
is
me. Because
going...
I like to see this.
I've been careless, sustaining damage beyond my spacesuit's limits. My crisis transport system saved me, but I lost all of the Pikmin I had with me. I must pay closer mind to my spacesuit damage meter at the bottom left corner of the screen. This has never happened to me before. Lost in battle 137 today, and 31 were left behind. Zero parts. Look at the blue population!
Oh my
Pizza.
God. Yeah. It tanked.
Oh.
Well, it turned. And then killed you.
Look, it dipped below the yellow for a second there.
Mm.
Oh my god. This is horrible. I'm so bad at this.
Well, it's very entertaining.
Listeners to the podcast, just watch the YouTube. Because at the moment, the podcast is just like hours and hours of me going, oh no, oh god, oh Christ, no please, oh stop.
How will Dan get out of this predicament?
How will Dan get out of this predicament? What's the name for what a concierge does to you?
Well, I looked it up. It's receive. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's disappointing.
Sorry, spoilers. But if you knew the English language, you might have, you know, known this already.
Yeah, I might have known that already. I was expecting something more, some better word than receive.
I'm out of vitamin D.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's no good. Get some more?
I guess.
Can you go out in the sun yet, or are you still a vampire woman?
I don't really care anymore. I just kind of ignore all of the advice that doctors have and just do whatever. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great.
It works. It's working.
It's working.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had better crawl off to bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll, like... What was I gonna do?
Oh, you were gonna start playing this game and do better than me.
I'll do that, like... in 3 years or something. For now, I will... Yeah, well... Something in the living room. I forgot what it was.
A D&D game.
Yeah, but I was gonna... Like, there was something I still needed from the... Oh, yeah. I was gonna get the watering can to water my plants.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you go. Ah, look at that graph.
Yeah, that's a graph.
That's not a good graph.
No, look, it's even broken where it dipped down because the game wasn't prepared for shit to go this wrong.
Yeah. All right, listeners, tune in next time. I don't know.
We'll save this somehow, and if we don't, it'll be an amazing trash fire.
Yeah, we might bad ending. Who knows?
We might bad ending because that's a verb.
We might.
I want to incorporate it into my daily speech. Be careful, you'll get a bad ending if you keep going like this.
Yeah, don't run down the steps, you'll bad ending.
Yeah, say that to Joseph more often.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble, son, you don't want a bad ending. Anyway.
Alright, I'll see you around.
Yeah. Bye.
Panties, yes.